continually improve our service to customers. If you would like to know more about how HMCTS handles your personal data, visit www.gov.uk/HMCTS in the first instance. If you're calling to pay a fine, you can do this online. Please visit www.gov.uk and search for Pay a Court Fine. You can also pay over the phone using our automated payment service. You will need your notice of fine and a valid credit or debit card. To use this service, please press 1. If you're calling to discuss a notice of fine you have received, please press 2 to speak to the enforcement office. For any other inquiry, please press 3 to hear these options. If you require general information about our court buildings, for example, opening hours and facilities, please press 1. If you're calling about a hearing taking place today or tomorrow, please press 2. For any other inquiry, please press 3 to hear these. Your call is important to us. Please hold and we will answer your call as soon as possible. as soon as possible.
Can you put me through to Highbury and Islington Court, please?
Who am I talking to?
Pardon?
Who am I speaking with?
Client, Mr. Cordell.
Okay. Do you have a case number?
Yeah, do you have Google available to you by any chance?
Google?
Yeah, Google.
Why is that, sir?
Because I wanted to show you like the case number and everything else. I have learning difficulties, so it's easy for me to show people what's actually going on.
I don't think we don't have access to do that, sir. Can you not tell me the numbers for the case number, sir?
I have to go through it all. They've changed it so many times, they're playing about with the case number so many times that I'm not too sure which one it is anymore. I'd have to...
Okay, can I take your first name and last name then, sir?
Simon Paul Cordell. Cordell, Cordell.
Yeah. Okay. Your date of birth, sir?
26/1, 1981.
Okay, give me one moment, sir. I'm just going to search the system.
Pardon?
I said, give me a moment, sir. I'll just go to search the system.
Well, that's perfect.
Address, please, sir.
109 Burncroft Avenue.
Okay.
When was your last hearing, sir?
In the Highbury Magistrates Court, the last hearing was 2015. and then the appeal stage went into 2016 and 17 at Wood Green Crown Court.
We wouldn't have the Crown Court ones, we would only have the Magistrate Court.
Yeah, that's perfect.
So I can see, at the 5th of October 2016, we had a hearing at Highbury Corner Magistrate Court, and it was in relation to threatening, abusive, insulting words. As always, to what you were referring
threatening
to.
Work for, no, that's not me. That's not me. In 2015, what I'm referring to is the organisation of illegal raves, an ASBO application that was, it was put onto me in 2014, and then I was held on an interim order for about a year and a bit. Then I got taken to the courthouse. I knew I never done what I was being accused of, and I got set up by 20 police officers. No one would call no first-hand evidence. They're all missing their signatures. I'm not the right colour skin to fit the crime. The case is a complete mess. They're holding me in my house for 9 years, well, and a 7-year curfew for the ASBO from that court, and I've got all the case number and everything up and all of the hearings saying it's against the law for a case to rely solely on hearsay. I've put all my evidence up now on the website. I'm just about to make that go public if we can't sort this out through the correct channels in a body. I'm going to go through out of body. I'm trying to work out how to serve the report under court right now. Because they're illegally holding me in my house. And they've said that they've publicised in the newspapers I've been done for the organisation of illegal raves. I never got arrested. So I should have been interviewed and arrested. The maximum sentence if you did get arrested is 6 months in prison. Somehow I'm riding a 7-year curfew. And there weren't even enough for criminal prosecution. I've got all of the court hearings here saying that no case... The Highbury Court knew that no case is allowed to rely solely on hearsay. There's a website called horrificcorruption.com. I've just made it go live just now, but I only put it up for a little while because of the damage it may cause to people's lives that could be dealt with a bit more efficiently.
Okay. So, do you know the actual date of the last hearing, sir?
Yeah, I can get everything up for you right this second if you would like. Just give me 2 seconds.
Yeah, please.
And I'll get everything up for you. Give me 1 second. Master file. Let's look at some InDesign files. Let's go over to here. What we're looking for is saying like the first ASBO folder. The second ASBO. Hang on 1 second. The first ASBO, 1 of 2, there she is. So, allow. The case not. The for this one here, the court was heard. The hearsay notice is there, hang on a second. On behalf, witness statement, Douglas Skinner. On behalf of the 11th of September 2014.
Okay.
I've got the case number and all that here. I can pull it out.
Okay, what's the case number?
Give me 1 second. I'm just going through all the paperwork on the front of it because there's so much in it. They kept being sneaky and not putting them inside it. I can't even see the case number on it. I've got it somewhere in my paperwork, but I just have to go through everything to get it all out.
That's fine.
Normally it should just be on the front pages of the ASBO, shouldn't it?
It should be, yeah.
Yeah, it's not. It wasn't signed by any judges or anyone. The judges all left and retired. The appeal judge left and retired, and the magistrate's judge appealed and retired straight after. And they caused a sex scandal in my name to cover up what the police officers had done, that they were all missing signatures and that. Now, me and my partner are both in fear of our lives. We're getting treated horrible by members of the public. We never done nothing wrong. We've never argued. Me and her have never had a problem together. So this Sally Gilchrist and the court had no right in doing what they've done, to put a smoke screen up to cover up what these coppers have done. It might be in the second status, second one.
Which Crown Court did you go to, sir?
Wood Green Crown Court.
Yeah.
Index. There's so many cases that they keep plugging me with recently. It's been quite hard. Was it not showing up on the computers there?
I think quite a lot on... I need more information. I need more information, that's the thing. It's not because it's not coming up.
So you can't find an ASBO that's been put on me for 7 years on their computers? No way. I've got the case papers here. All I know is that on the 13th of August 2014, the local authority and police held a consultation. I know that on the... I've got it all here. I can go for... Let me just go from my website and get it. It's going to be on my website. It's all in that. I know where it all is. I've got every courtroom that I was in, every court case. I've got everything. I just... It takes 2 seconds to go through it all. Give me 1 second, I'll give it to you all now. For the website to load up quickly. You don't have Google available to use it, no? Okay, the date, the 6th of October 2014, ASBO hearing. 6th of October 2014, Miss Sally Gilchrist, legal executive. Case number was 140249074 1, and it was a mention in hearing. Andrew Locke was the barrister, Robert Taylor was the prosecution, and it was in courtroom 1, I think. Then the 22nd of the 10th, 14, again, and then you've got the 5th of November, 14, you've got the 2nd of December, 14. There was 30 times I attended the court for this. Because I copied that, they set me up trying to accuse me of I was on curfew for a year for another case. I was working for Kids with Cerebral Palsy, building a festival. I had Ponders End Festival I built, Durance Park Festival I built, Lock to Lock Festival. I had the keys to my community hall. I had a website called Too Smooth with a charity bar that I was building, the CIC Association. I built a brand new model constitution and that for everyone. I had a nightclub on Brixton High Street, and the police went to every single place, stripped me naked, done everything they wanted to do to me. And then while I was on curfew, what they done was they grabbed all the people that were throwing parties while I was on curfew, and then they got all the cats and falsified an ASBO.
I've checked it, and I need to put you through to a Highbury corner.
Yeah, that'd be perfect, thank you. Do you have, excuse me? That's ridiculous.